So I want to go a little weiter in the Gemara, and just to wrap up this sugya with a lot we'll do tomorrow by the Hashem from Baba Kama, from Parak Maruba, it's your mitzvah Baba Vera as it relates to Yeish, and the question of does mitzvah Baba Vera still apply after this Yeish? And this Yeish affects what we discussed already last time a little bit, whether Yeish alone works, so we'll talk about together with Hashem today and tomorrow. But first, let's go a little weiter in the Gemara. And Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Last word, the third to last one. Amalu Rav Huna Lahanu Avankari. Rav Huna instructed the Avankari, our merchants. Rashi says, Tagare kol dover listakibo. People are, peddlers would be a good English word. Right? People who sell things, kigon kelim ketanim, machtin, masreko, zuluvin, right? They sell all kinds of items that people need, sometimes seasonal. Okay? And they would go ahead and acquire the arovas, the hadassim, and so on, and they would sell them to the public on the street corner, or whatever. So it says, Rav Huna told them, they were from Jews, ki savnisu also, when you buy hadassim, me'akum from a goy, when you get the hadassim from the field of the non-Jew, lo sigazu atun. Don't you cut the hadassim off the bushes, off the trees in the field. Elegzuza inhu, let them cut it off. Okay, let them cut it off. Okay, v'yahavi l'chu, and then they'll sell it to you. My time. Well, why? Who cares who cuts it? So he says, stam el de kochovim gazlanei arosan inu. Many times, goyim steal land from Jews and so on. They force Jews and so on off their land. It was a common problem in the days of the month. But lahalocha v'kar v'karka en nigzelas. But lahalocha, the karka remains the possession of the original owner. Okay? In other words, even though they have it, but it belongs to the original owner still. L'haloha. So Hilcha l'gezua inu, let them cut it. Ki heicha de lahevi yeyush ba'alim v'yadayim. Now the ba'alim definitely gave up abandoned hope. They despaired of whatever they're going. The non-Jew, non-Jewish nobleman or whatever, the guy in charge, took over, seized the Jew's property. He knows he's never going to get that back. Was he going to take the non-Jew to court? A joke, so you know he's not going to get it back. So Yeush a long time ago, but Yeush, but nevertheless, despite Yeush, we still say Karka and Zealous. But once you're dealing now with not Karka, but Metaltalin, once you've cut the Hadassim off the branch, now it's not Karka anymore. Now it's Metaltalin. So the Yeush will go into effect. Okay, they'll have a Yeush Bailam Biadaihu, did who? Okay, so it's in their hands now that the Yeush will take effect. It's still considered stolen, but now Yeish took effect. And then, when you acquire from them, the Shinah Rishus be a daichu. And now, when you acquire the Shinah Rishus, now you have the combination of Yeish plus Shinah Rishus. Now it won't be considered stolen anymore by you. Okay, that was the advice that Rav Huna gave. Let's see Rashi. That's the advice that Rav Huna told these Avankari. So Rashi says, Avankari, read away, ki zavnisu osam inochem. Kishatiknu hadas min hanochim legabel hen oshanim. You're buying hadasim for the purpose of the mitzvah of oshanim, of lulav, right? So ligzuzu inu heim yichatchu min amechuber v'itnu lachem. Let them detach it from the status of being mechuber and detached. V'itnu lachem, and they'll give it to you. My time. Stam akum gazle arisom yisrael ninu. Now, by the way, Rashi throws that word in. It doesn't say that in our Gemara. Look in the last words of the page in our Gemara, to stam of techam gazlane arason ninu. But Rashi had a gears apparently, stam akum gazle arason mi yisrael ninu. Veshema osa karka mi yisrael avis. And maybe that land that the goy is selling in the hadassim off to the land really belongs to a Jew. Okay, this land is Jewish land. So now you're going to go ahead and cut hadassim. Karka and exelis, the original Jew is still considered the owner. Okay, so you're not allowed to do it, even if he was Miyayish, but still, Yeush alone, we're assuming at this point, doesn't work, and therefore you're taking it from a Jew, you're not allowed to do that, because Karka and Migzelis, next Rashi, very important, but Karka and Migzelis, Klomar, Eina Knuya Legazim, Bishum Yeush de la Olam. I'm sorry, Bishum Yeush. Okay, Eina Knuya Legazim, Bishum Yeush. Yeush doesn't help when it comes to Karka. De la Olam, Becheskas Baleo. It remains in the ownership, in the hands, in the possession of the original owner. The Bikroi, Nafka, and Bagozo Basa. Okay, the Gemara has learns it out from Psukim and Baba Kama, Zafka, Kofi Zion, and Zikim, and so on. Abomisha Nitla Shapri. Okay, once the fruit or the branch or the twig or whatever has been detached from the ground, then Havi Gezel, Atosho, who goes low, whoever is detaching it, is the Gazan. Hilchov says Rashi, Rav Huna instructed them, Ligzuzua, Haman, Amachuber, let them cut from the branch from the ground. let them give it to you, sell it to you. Shuhena gazlonim, they're the ones doing the act of God, not your problem. Atem lo kanosomehem, and you're acquiring from them. Habalim mishashukvar. The owner long ago gave up hope, right? Years long ago, and he called up Paris from all the fruits and all the produce of this field. Babi Yeush etzlom, and the Yeush will take effect as soon as they detach it by them. And now that they're selling to you, so now you have shinu shus as well. The kasavar is important. Rashi, the Rashi, kasavar yeish greid alokani. Apparently, yeish alone does not work to let the thing at least by land, and not to be konen to be nicknamed in the hands of the thief. Avol yeish rishinu shus, but the combination of yeish and shinu shus, that is koni. Okay. Now. And so that's what Rashi says. He holds that Yeush alone doesn't work. And now he says, Inami Kani. And if you want to argue Yeush does, we had that machalkas last time, right? Okay, if Yeush does work, still, it's a problem mitzvah of Avera. Him attempt to chatchur. Even if Yeush works, but the mitzvah of Avera. Akim techum and chur. So Tiyu attempt goes and you'll be the thieves. It'll be a mitzvah of Avera. So that's what Rashi explains. Okay, that it should be, Yeush should be a diet of true, okay, in their hands. And the, yeah, Rashi explains. So one second, so still have to spell it out a little differently. He says the olam. Let's look back in the mark. Okay, Rashi says avankari. It's the yesh in the hands of the avankari. It's the combination yesh and shirushus. But shirushus be a daihu, the person who bought it, be a daihu didhu is the avankari. In other words, the Yeush will take place, so they're doing an act of stealing, but the Shin Rishos will be actually going to transfer over to the buyer. It's not what I said before, I'm sorry. They go over to the, it'll be the Rishos of the purchasers. So there's no Mitzvah Abov Averi either. So then the Gemara asks, flowing from that, one second, look back anymore. Now, so, ki gozo avankri lehevi yeush balam yadai v'shin reshus biyadon. Okay? Just a moment, I'm sorry. I read it right at first, I'm sorry. That Rashi is the next Rashi. I'm sorry. I read it the first way. Right? Again in the Gemara. Ki heched lehevi yeush balam biyadai v'didhu v'shin reshus biyadaichu. We're talking avankri. So now the Gemara asks, I'm sorry, I jumped the gun with Rashi. Right. Now the Gemara asks, sof. He goes to avankari, but even so, if these Jewish merchants cut it, even if they don't follow Ravuna's advice, Gemara is saying, so is even without Ravuna's advice. He goes to avankari, even if the Jew themselves will cut, okay? But lehevi yeush balim yadayu, which was supposed to be adon. But okay, so they'll be the gazlanim, right, when they cut it. But in terms of the mitzvah, the purchaser who buys it from the merchants, they don't have yesh and shirushus to the purchaser. So what's the problem? Or it says, no, lo tzricha boshana the bank yigu fire. No, but these are from people. So they're going to want to use some of that dasa for their own mitzvah. So then there's no other shirushus. That's what Rashi. B'yadai didhu avankri and the shirushus b'yadon. Didan the halokin. The other the halokin. How some hand will done. Lo ma'av mitzvah. Lo ha'av mitzvah. Lo ha'av mitzvah there. So when he says, no, it's over the bank yigu fire. But osim shim kon with tzorchum, let's say, the ones that they want to use themselves. Okay? Okay, get it? In other words, there's more S. It's a taka that would work. Okay? But if the Jew cut the hadas himself, but as far as the ultimate use of this hadas for mitzvah, you're going to have, by the time it gets to the hands of the person, the Yeush and Shin Rishus. Yeush, when the avakari, the merchant, cuts it, okay, now it's the Yeush goes into effect. Because now it's metalta, not mechuber, not karka anymore. It's only karka and anything else. Metalta are things are. And now the shinu reshus will be when the avankari sells it to the buyer who's going to use it for his mitzvah. That was the worst kasha. The answer is no, but the avankari didn't use the from Jews, they use themselves, yeah.
We assume that the yeush that wasn't able to be called the karka like transfers over to the to the metalta
once. Yeah, right, right. Because it's only karka and anything else.
It's not against the separate yeush and metalta.
No, because the yeush is only from the land. Right. Well, it's not land, yeah. But there are a few problems here that I want to go into before we go into the main issue. Number one, this business that Rashi adds, Rashi says that the... Now, it could be just he simply had that gears in the Gemara, but why did he need that? Okay. Huh? Yeah, Karka Yisrael. Rashi says, Stam akum gazlanai arasom Yisrael ninu. Why does Rashi throw that in? So you look in the sources, number five, It said, Omar of Bibi Bar Gittel, it's a Gemara, Baba Kama, Kuf Yud Gimel Beis. It really, Sugi starts with Kuf Yud Gimel Aleph, talking there about Gezel Akum, stealing from a Goy. Not allowed to steal from a Goy either. Okay? Omar of Bibi Bar Gittel, Omar of Shun Chasidah, Gezel Kenani Osir Avedos on the terrace. Okay? Gzelo Osir, the Omar of Hunu, Minayin Le Gezel Kenani Shu Osir, Sinema, Bechaltus, Kolom Asher, Shem Lokecha, No Sein Lecho, Bizman Shein Mesurin Yorcha, below Bizman Shein Mesurin Yorcha. The Pasuk says that you can consume, you know, everything belonging to a Goy during a battle, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them over to you in war. But other than that, they're not allowed to take from them. If it's not a war situation, not allowed to take from them. Okay, that's why. Now, the Gemara has other drushes, other places. Again, I didn't print the whole sugya, but I don't have to go into great detail. But it's Kufiyud Gimel and Aleph is where it starts. I printed from the end of the sugya, Kufiyud Gimel Beis. But either way, the din is that Gezel Akum is Osir. Right? The Vedas Mutar. Vedas Mutar says the Gemara, Damar Chamar Gugam, Rav. Minayin LaVedas Kanayin Shem Mutar. Shemar L'chol LaVedas Ochicha. The Parsha of Hashem is Veda. It says L'chol LaVedas Ochicha. L'Ochicha Tomachli. Ve Tomachli Kanayin. It's only a din by Jew. Right? It says LaVedas Ochicha. Maybe that's only true when you have an Aveda, you know, but before it came into your hand. You see, so you don't bother picking it up. That you can do with a guard, but once you have it, you have to return it. Maybe the din of Achicha is only, you don't have to go after it. You don't have to, you know, you could ignore it. That's true, but maybe once you pick it up, you have to return it. So Mar says, no. The Jew, you see a lost item and says, Lo Sucha Leisam, you can't just walk away. Maybe by a goy you can walk away, but once you actually pick it up and it belongs to him, maybe you can't keep it. No, even in Mitzvah, it says, Achicha, once you have it. Okay, but the more important thing for us at the moment is that Gezel Akum is also. So even if the land, the Gemara, the way Rashi learns it, is we're talking about land that, you know, this guy may have stolen the land from a Jew. And therefore, when you cut the hadassah, you have actually cut the hadassah, you're stealing hadassah that belonged to a Jew, because karkein and exelus, despite yeush, karkein and exelus. Okay, even though he's miyayush, but it's still considered halachically to be the owner under Jewish ownership, you're stealing from the Jew. So what we now ask is, what do you mean? Even if it was a goy, you're not stealing from the goy either. So why would Rashi add, again, let's say that kirsa, but why would you have that kirsa? Why does the dafka have to be gazle aras, sam akum gazle aras am Yisrael ninu? Even if it was a goy shalem, the goy stole from a different goy. Right? They, what do you call it? Encroachment or whatever. They went into someone else's property, poachers, whatever. They went in. So there could be guys, all going in there, but still officer. Right? That's an emergency in that Gemara. So that's what the Achronim told me. I printed just a couple of tomorrow. There's a big literature about it. Again, it's not the main thing, and we're running out of time, so I don't want to go into all the details. I did print the couple of tomorrow and the Aruch on there. So let's take a look. Six. Kapas tomorrow here in Sukkah, Laman of Allah. Omer Huna, Laman of Akkad, Pirish Rashi, Gaz the Aris of Yisrael. The Shema Osakaka Misrael Haba. Maybe the land once belonged to a Jew. So the Ikala made that no other Rashi the first Hashashu Shema Osakaka Misrael Haba. The Mashmid Ileka Hashash Misrael Ain Lochush Gezel Goy. The implication is of Rashi is only a problem because maybe the land originally belonged to a Jew. Implication. If it belonged to a Goy, not a problem. What do you mean? Ha Aminan, Halo Aminan, Bagos Obasa. The Gemara we just saw, Naf Kofi Gimel, Darsh Rikiva, he quotes in the beginning of the Gemara. Minayin Legez Hagoy, Shuasa, Chulet, Ocha, Rav Hunan, Legez, various different passages in the Gemara, I only printed one of them. Rav Hunan, Minayin Legez Hagoy, Shuasa, Kevan, the Goy, and Huzwa, Gezel, the Shevin Zvinoa. Gezel is one of the Shevin Zvinoa. So, in Cain, Lechus, the Goy, Zer, Gozel Karkam, Goy Acher. Maybe we should be afraid that this guy took for another guy. Also, sir, doesn't have to be Dafka, a Jewish victim, originally Jewish land, if it was originally Goyish land. If it was another guy, so there's a problem. Became the Karkan and Zealous, in Yitzos, he saw the Hadas, Nimsa the Hugozlo. If the Jew cut the Hadas, he's stealing from that original Goyish owner. Right? So that's also. Understand? Right? That's the Kasha Kapas one. So we're easy with Shuzar Ashbos and Toftov Nun Beis, Shaladin, the Gabi Shum Shema Karka Zeg. Gzul migoy chashin mitam de kasidna. Says the Rashi, Enochanami. You're right. Because it was over to our Vizel Shono, I didn't print the Shulchan Aruch because he quotes it here. Vizel Shono. The Afal Pisha Pirish Rashi Stam Goyim goes with Sotah Yisrael. Love Dafkeu. Mali Goy, Mali Yisrael, Yisrael, Shari Shneim, Torah's Gezel Noibem. You're right, the Rashi, that didn't have to be Yisrael. May have had that Kirsa, but it's Love Dafkeu. Okay, that's the Rashi Bo says. Love Dafkeu. But then he says, Ulchorah, I nearly asked you to Rashi a different thing. He suggests that Kapas Mar is a different teretz. Even if you want to say it's not Lav Dafka. That's always the less intellectually satisfying answer. It doesn't mean Lav Dafka. Could be. He says, but he quotes a Rashi, and again, the details are not that pivotal. He quotes Rashi in Sanhedrin and in somewhere else. skip a couple lines down as we roya lechora midim Rashi aloh the suda the gezel agar lo mitzel midrabanan. The Rashi yet, but by goy it's only drabanan. Basically, because of chil Hashem. The chayin he midvar marshal biyam shul shlomo parakado vakamasim mem aleph. Okay, parak goes to batsusim chav. Okay, the Romans are shach. Many apparently Archonim will hold that it's only drabanan. And that's why Rashi mentioned here, because it gets with the Raisa. And it's true, the Gemara Kufiyut Gimel and Baba Kama says, what? That Gezel Goy is also, it's also the Rabbanan. That's what Rashi holds. Therefore, Rashi is also, here he wants to talk about the Raisa, he says, I'm talking about Jewish land. But then he says, well, in his diet, he wrote, the Ain Kavanos di Rashi, Gemara Shevin Rashal. The La Olam Rashi, so the Gezel Goy is Manat Torah. The Kabbalah Swarm says, you can say that. But he doesn't think it's correct. If you want to say that, okay, then Rashi holds that Gezel Goy is only Drabonim, but he doesn't. He's not satisfied with that. He doesn't think it's correct. So, well, what then is the Teretz of Rashi? In his diet, they wrote, they ain't coming to Rashi, Moshe Rashi. So, the Olam Rashi is related to Gezel Goy is only Torah. Now, Brisa, the Amra, Yisroel, Begoy Mutter, okay, that Brisa, which he quoted from the Sanhedrin, would seem to say that the Gezel Goy is Mutter, is not talking about the Raisa, it's Usher. But he's talking about the case, because that was what he quoted from. He quoted from Gemara Sanhedrin. He said, what's it talking about there? It says, Lo Sashokas Reacho. It's talking about not direct stealing. I didn't pay him wages. You know, it's kind of indirect stealing. That is Drabonim. Okay? In other words, he says, Lo Kaya Iker Gezel. El Asefa de Brais. He's talking about Chay Mechuz, Pirish Megemar, the Chayotze Begezel. Mahi Kovesh Schar Socher. Okay? You don't pay wages and stuff like that. That's by Goy is only also Drabonim. Okay, but Abel Gezel, actual Gezel, also in the Torah. In other words, so the Kabbalah Swarm doesn't think that that answer would be correct. The Rashi holds that in general, Gezel Agoy is only Drabonim. That was in the limited case over there, okay, where it's not exactly direct Zelot. It's indirect Zelot. A guy wages, I don't pay him. Yeah, it's a form of stealing, but it's not stealing me a dime, right? I'm holding back his payment. I don't give him, you know, those kind of deals. Don't give him what's his. Abel Gezel Agoy is in the Torah. All right, so now we're back to the question then. So then, why did Rashi say that? In other words, that would be a good teretz, that it's only Drabonim. But the only thing is, the Kabbalah Swarm doesn't think it's correct. He says the original source of Rashi, when it says it's the only Drabonim, is talking about, you know, sort of incidental, I don't want to say incidental, but indirect Zayla, not direct Zayla. So, we're back to the question. So what does he say? He says, on his, what's the place, 1 second. L'chein ha-mechuvar be'enai, li'ashir di Rashi, that's the din that's derabonim. Fact that karka and exelis, that's not true deraisa by a goy. By a goy, once it's yeyush, says yeyush, and that's it. So now we move weiter. But the concept of karka and an exelis, that's only derabonim. This whole kasha is built. In the Gemara, the whole kash is built on karka and exelis, that it remains, the land remains in the possession of the original owner. Well, that's not true unless the original owner was a Jew. We don't say that. That's he says. He said v'hach dina. Okay, the karka and exelis. Pirush Rashi quotes the Gemara in Baba Bas and Agozo Bas and Baba Kama Kufi Zan and Beis. That yalfi rabbanu mikoy. Because where does that come from altogether? Karka and exelis. Okay, karka and exelis. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara later. Okay. It's right. Well, later in Baba Kama, that the fact that Karka and Exelis, we saw it in the Rashi, on the top Rashi of Lamed Beis. It's learned out from Psukim, Baba Kama, Kufi and Zayin Beis. Right, that's the top Rashi of Beis. It's learned out from Psukim in the Gemara Baba Kama that Karka and Exelis, but the Psukim talk about the Chichesh Ba'ami So, and Rashi holds that all the dinim in that parsha are only by Gozel Yisrael. So therefore, that's only a principle that's drabonim, but by goy. By the goy d'oraisa, karka is yes and exelis. So therefore, since our whole kash is predicated karka and exelis, Rashi chooses to say the victim is a Jew. The victim is a Jew, then we can employ karka and exelis. Okay, that's the Kabbalah Swarm's answer. So he gives a couple of answers. He quotes some Rishonim who say that echanami, it's true for goy too. He has a different territory of Rashi, he holds it only drabonim. He doesn't like that either. He thinks that in the particular case of the particular din of karka and exelis, that's only drabonim, is not deraisa by goy. Therefore, he prefers his answer strong. The Aruch Haner, at the end of our Suga, Lamed Beis, has different territory in source 7. The Aruch Haner writes, he accepts some of the things which the Kabbalah Swarm rejected. He said, B'Gemara, Boshana Davankri Gufayu, Harif, Haraba, Barosh, Latur, Hishmitu, Din, Davankari. I want to point out that the major poskim didn't quote this whole din. Okay, not the Rif, not the Ram, not the Rosh, not the Tur. Okay, I mean, the Tur is you follow the Rosh, it's followed. But then, you know that we mentioned in the past that according to the Beis Yosef, the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh are the main three Amode HaHaroah V'HaPsak among the Rishonim. So the Beis Yosef writes, when is it, how's he going to figure out in a bit what we passing like of all different Shitas? He's going to go with the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. You know, and even though there might be an Orzaru, there might be a Rav Yoah, might be a Tosos, but those are the three that he thinks he's going to go with. And he'll go, the dispute, he'll go with the majority of those three, the two out of three. Okay? And usually, if there was a dispute, so again, the Rif and the Rambam both Sfaradim, and the Rosh is Ashkenazi, so the Beis Yosef was also Sfaradim, went with the Psak of the Rambam and the Rosh. And that's a lot of times Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah will bring in somebody good only Ashkenaz. The Ramah will go with the Rosh. Rashi and Tosus and so on, and that base measure of Ashkenazim. So, but anyway, but here there's no argument. That's the whole point. That here, not the Rif, not the Ram, not the Rosh, not the Tur. Nobody, you know, nobody quotes it. So that you should be aware that those are the three Amud HaRoah, the Rif, the Ram, and the Rosh that the Beis Yosef identifies. You know, and all the other Rishonim are important contributions, but in terms of Psak, so in terms of HaRoah, you have to go by the majority, you know, of those two. By the way, a lot of times the Shulchan, not a lot of times, but many times, maybe, I don't know, that sometimes when the Rambam is on the short end of the stick, where the Rambam sheet is taka the Rif and the Rosh agree, and the Rambam doesn't, he'll still often quote the Rambam as a Yesh Omrim, you know, deference to the Rambam, held the Rambam, you know, and as he doesn't accept the Lahaloch, he'll accept the majority, like he said, that that's the Rif and the Rosh, but that sometimes the Shulchan, 2 days will appear, because one was the Rambam. They at least quote the Rambam. Okay, anyway, Zorach Haner says here, no one quotes it. All right, but Zorach Tama, Lama. Zorach Tama, Lama. Bukhari Kimmich, because Penishu pointed out, he said, Well, Anias died the Nira. Anias died the F Shalom, Alpimash, Risa, Bishu, Char, Ephraim. Second page, on the bottom of the first page, seven. So Char, Ephraim's Alam Margolio. Shehavi, the Rashi, Sanhedrin. The Gezel Akum, Osim, the Rabbanan, and Shulchel Hashem. He quotes this, the Shaar Ephraim, the true Shaar Ephraim. This may say, no, Shaar Ephraim is Ephraim's own. No, Shaar Ephraim is somebody else. The father in law, the father of the Chamsi, something of the Chamsi. Okay. So the Shaar Ephraim. So he writes, Shehavi, the Rashi, the Sanhedrin, the Gezel Akam, Osim, the Rabbanim, and Shum Chil Hashem. He says, no, he follows that view, that Gezel Akam is only the Rabbanim. The Kappa Smarim wasn't thrilled with that. He said, no, that's only in the local case over there when it wasn't direct stealing. But the Archon Er, quoting the Shaar Ephraim, says not so. He says, no, it's only the Gezalakim Osud Rabbanim, Mishum Chil Hashem. The Yishav is Emashur Shal Dola Kosa Rashi Hacha, the Stamakim goes out to Mishrael Hava. Now we'll answer this question. It's not the Archon Er's problem, but it helps us. We'll answer this question. I thought it was, why do you have to add Mishrael? Afilu Gozal Me'akim Chavarim would be the same thing. Okay, so he said no because he holds, and not only that, but he says, just a moment. Rav Huna Lushitoso. Yeah, he says, you look carefully at who the speakers are. All right, it'll come out Rav Huna Lushitoso, because Rav Huna is the one giving the Avankri the advice here, and he says the Hu Amar Parakama the Pirush of Avakama goes on Basa the Gezel Akum Osim in HaTorah. He holds Gezel Akum Osim in HaTorah. Mikra, that was Rav Huna, the Achalta is called Anu. Do we have that? Yeah, we don't have it as. Oh yeah, so we do. Look at the first line of five. Amar Bibi Bargil Amar Shul Chazida Gezel Kana Osir Zodar Gizelo Osir the Amar Rav Huna Minayim Le Gezel Kana Shul Osir. That sounds like without Torah, and so that accounts for his advice here by the Avankari. Okay, the Gezel Kana Shul Osir without Torah. So he came Rav Huna Shita So Akati Havi Motzi Rashi and Forish to Gezel Arat of Yaakov, but he still could have said that it's a Goy's land. So he says that only the Rabbanon that's not Smachta. He quotes others say. quotes Ramban and Muhammad, and also that same true as Harashba, that gives a different teretz and says, no, it's a true regard too, it's all lav dafke. All right, anyway, so we have different shitas, is exactly how to understand that piece of the Gemara. Now, in terms of turning the page to Lamed Beis, in terms of the Yeush and Karka and Zelos and so on, so Rashi says, Karka and Zelos, because there's no Yeush, Yeush doesn't work. So says the Sfasemis, on Lamed Beis, on that Rashi, the last of a Karka and Zelos. And as you saw, there's a long Tosus there, which we're not going to get to do, but on the whole subject of Karka and Zelos, the Sfasemis says, L'chor Kosha, D'afim Rol Yeush. He says, even if there is Yeush, came in the karka and exelas, you hey my gozov, what's it got to do whether Yeush works or not? In other words, if karka and exelas, so Dalma Yeush doesn't do anything. Okay? Yeush doesn't do anything. Rashi implies there was Yeush, but it doesn't work because karka and exelas, right? They open a lot of Rashi, right? Top of Lamed Beis. The karka and exelas, koma ain't a kilogaz and mishum Yeush. Why the olam the cheses baleihu? What's the difference? Okay, even if there was yesh, there's a karka and exelus. Or the chor kosher says the sasemet. The afin mol yesh mekol malkum came with the karka and exelus. You hema gozim. We use shunu shus. We should have gazim zacher. So he said, what's the difference? Why does it have to be that? What does it say that yesh doesn't work? So he says, I will be onion. He the had the yesh but shunu shus and okona who metam to be sura also liyadei. Okay, that says the Sosemis. That which Yeush, without any Shimshus, is not Kona. That's because, it means the guy acquired it illegally, unlike Aveda. Avel Yeush Kona, then Be'eteros. But if Yeush works, so now he has it Be'eter. And once it's Yeush. In Cain, Hobo Hatali, this is a key on the street. Kavan, the Karka and the Zealots, because Karka and the Zealots, over Shusa the Marakaimo, then lahachi lo mahani yeush. That's why yeush doesn't work. It's not a general comment about yeush. We're saying when you're dealing with karka and exelas, then by definition yeush doesn't help. The bedaber shu rishuso lo mahani yeush. When I have something that's in my possession, yeush doesn't go into effect. It's only rak bedaber hanevar or hanigzol menu. And that goes back to us last week. Yeush and hefker. I can be mafkir something. Okay, but I can't say, oh, I'm a Yayish. What are Yayish? Right here, on your table. I'm a Yayish. I can be mafke or something, right? But I can't be Yayish. So what the Sosemis is adding is that the two things go together. Karka and Mizal, that's what Rashi is getting at. He said, you know, the Kasha was, why did Rashi say anything about Yayish? Even if Yayish worked, no, he says, tell me, Yayish can't work. There's no such thing as Yayish. Yayish is only by a Dover, Hanevar, or Nizal Menu. You follow that's yeah.
Which came first, chicken or egg? Is it that you can't have Yeush on land and so Karka and Zealous?
The way he says it is this way, because Karka and Zealous, because Yeush by definition works only on something which is not in your physical possession. Land is always considered physical, therefore Yeush doesn't work. I think that's it, right? I think that he's giving us a yesod here. Right, he's saying that lo mahani Yeush rak bedaber hanevar or nigzal menu. But if it's Bershuscha, okay, Bishuso, then there's no Yeush.
Why is land considered more Bishuso than Talmud?
Right, because those are the Xeris HaKosos there in that paragraph, in the end of Bava Kama, Kufin Zayin. Okay, so I don't have time, but the Xeris HaKosos. All right? I mean, in general, real estate, you know, again, because real estate is not transferable the same way, right, as Metalton. There are many, you know, many differences in real estate. Okay? But anyway, that's an interesting point from the Sosemis. The Gemara had asked, yes, okay? All right. So the Gemara Amud Beis had asked, after Rav Huna gave advice, let's read that again now, okay? I mixed it up before with the wrong Rashi. Lamed Beis, third line. Sof, ki gazov ankeri, lehevi yeush balem biyadayu, vishina harishus biyadon. What do you need to Rav Huna to say, let them cut it? Because that way, by the time you, the Abaki, get it, it's, you have a combination of yeush plus shina harishus, and I can sell it for any Jew for his mitzvah. Even if you cut it, by the time it gets to the hands of the purchaser, there's also Yeush plus Shinu Shus. Yeush when you cut it, okay? And Shinu Shus when it goes to the buyer. So what did the Gemara answer? We're talking about that's they themselves by use, and there was no subsequent Shinu Shus. You only had Yeush. So the Ritva asks a very simple question in the Chiddush Ritva. He says, "Uparchinan sof sof ki gaidelu avakri Yisrael amein ha'ikar yesh b'shul sodid hu b'shul b'yada didan b'kanele mekame mitzvah." So the Ritva says, "Okay, but maybe there was, so what are the basic questions? What is Rav Huna wasting their time for? Give this whole shiur? It's okay." Yeah, but maybe Rav Huna is telling that because we don't want them to be gazlan. Forget about the mitzvah of sukkah. You're trying to get them out. The guy is not my responsibility. The guy stole land, so he's going to cut it. But he's telling me, you're in a chanami. It's the mitzvah of, you know, of hadassim, you're right. If you, the Jew, cut it, and now it goes to the other Jew that you sold it to, he was in the mitzvah, so it's going to be mutter because yeah, gayish plus shinu shus. But at the time when you cut it, this Jew, this avakri, is now a thief. So ask the ritva, v'chitenu d'makom mokom l'chazi d'mizim v'nayu l'chatchila kol hechadu l'konalu. Okay. In other words, we don't want to buy. In other words, you want to buy something from a guy who stole it. You know, he's a thief, right? And therefore, again, we call mokum lo chazi le mizum inayu le chadchila kol hechad lo kanalu. It's not a good idea encouraging people to buy stolen property, right? I mean, it's stolen. You, the Jew, stole it, and I'm buying it from you, right? So that's not something we generally encourage. Why would I buy something? You don't even own it. I'm buying these hadassim from you. But at this moment, you don't own it because all there was yeish. Right? So why did the Gemara just say that? We have to come on to the answer when we're talking about the stuff that Bakri is going to use. Even if you're going to sell it to somebody else, I don't want to buy stolen property. Right? Why are you worried about that? So he says, there is no halesser. Chadad misapko. First of all, we're not sure that it was the land was stolen. The Gemara had an assumption that often the non-Jews steal land, whether from other Jews or from non-Jews, okay, they're here, says the Rashi. But whatever it is, we assume that they sometimes do steal land. So therefore, but it's only a suffix. Okay? And therefore we're not gonna say, oh, I better not buy from him because you know it's a suffix, it's once removed. And furthermore, oh, the mistolam akum hod the gazala, but gazal akum ki hai gadula show. Gazal akum kai the kulam show. Second of all, even if it is stolen, okay, the land may have been stolen from another guy. We don't know. And for that far to say that a Jew can't buy, yes, it could be another guy, but a Jew shouldn't buy from a guy because maybe he stole this land from another guy. I'd come, I mean, how much investigation I have to do? I'm just trying to buy some hadassah. Right, you have to investigate the whole pedigree of where it comes from, make sure there's an honest guy. Who knows? You're right, it could be 10 years ago he stole the land. Maybe. All right? So, as long as you have Yeish, which you're going to have, and now Shinu Reshus, so now it's going to be acceptable. Okay? Because you have both. You have Yeish plus Shinu Reshus. But we wouldn't tell him, well, you better not buy. That far we're not going to go. Okay, that's what the Torah says. All right? Yes, you're with me?
I was thinking
it's fake, a suffix that maybe it's still in the first part of the film, since we stole from another guy. And, but he avoids the use of the term, but I think conceptually it's similar.
That's what another sense of the Aruch HaNeiros is that that Rashi thinks it's a Rabbanan, mm-hmm. and therefore, like a lot of people do, bring this to myself, but like there's still a chance.
Yes. Yeah, but I guess that's the answer. On a suffix and a Rabbanan, I don't have to go so, it would be so stringent. Again, the Ritva's reminding us, all dinner, so it's not automatic that this guy stole the land. It could be his land. You know, he got it from his father. Also didn't steal it. I mean, you know, it's only a selfie. Okay. That's the end of our show. I'll give a slightly different teretz. Okay. The Pirush Rashi, the same Rashi. The Pirush Rashi, the Masa of a Karkin, I forgot to in the back, but I printed it. So he says, Ve'inami kane mitzvah bo vavera, right? Rashi said, first of all, Yeish alone doesn't work. And even if it does work, it's a mitzvah bo vavera. Pirish, says the Marshal. The Vishah shechatchuha heim gozen, v'oz yasir litnos bi Yeish, ravale mitzvah bo vavera. It's going to be a problem, mitzvah bo vavera. Okay, even if you owned it, it's still a problem. Now you acquired it, but it's still mitzvah bo vavera. In other words, even if you'll go ahead and it'll be Yeush, and it'll be Shinu, which is still a problem, mitzvah bo vavera. V'lo tikshila ha'ad d'parach l'knu b'shinu ma'isu v'shinu Hashem. Da'afim heim yechatchu av yu gozlem lo av mitzvah bo vavera, after b'kinyin ha'yeush v'adeh yu gozlem. Mikol Mokom Mekinishin Amayis of Hashem Bagur Shachak Lo Yugozim Kevin the Kvar Kanua Biyeush Greida B'Shas Gzeila. That's what he says like this. That there's a difference. In other words, once you have Yeush, okay, with Shinu Maisa, Hashem, and so on, then that's not going to be called Mitzvah Bo Aveira. How does that answer the question? What was our question? Let it be, why don't we just answer, that was the same question, why don't we just answer that it's still not right to buy it. Now let's see the teretz, 1 second. Pirsh, I mean, there is no teretz. The Bishar Shechatchu, a aim goes with, why is it going to be here? So I'm over here, but let's teach you love. How the prophet knew the Shem Ma'aser Shem Hashem. I'm not sure how that answers the question. Komoka bekinyan Shem Ma'aser Hashem Baruch Hashanah. You will know your God and get your kakanu of years greater. Shaz Gzeila. Okay. Now, we'll go back to the point of saying at the end, he says, Miatos leil les lachzor, ela came in the corner of the age greater, lo havi su mitzvah above Avera, came in the kinyar mitzvah lo chal keechad, kach de hektash. Now we saw, that's an important point that he makes. He says, the Yehush alone, since once you acquire it, even through Yehush alone, of course, actually, it's no longer mitzvah above Avera. I have to come back to that, I'll show you just a moment. Have you figured out? Sorry, I don't know. I thought it was a teretz of the same kasha as well. I first thought it was a teretz. Okay. As to why we wouldn't tell the guy. So, the guy's a little hungry. He's saying, okay, can you tell me? We shouldn't buy originally from it. I'm sure he's saying here Shalom woodwork. He come up in the kitchen and I said, Hashem. Unless he's saying he holds that the Yair Shalom does work. Okay? In other words, the Yair Shalom does work, but it's still going to be a problem. It's our boy about Meir.
He's saying it's not.
Huh?
He's saying it's not a problem. It's a problem.
Yeah. Because you also had Shina Hashem and Shina Maisa. That removes the mitzvah of Boba Beir. Because that's the second part of the king. That's not related to the mitzvah. But he says, I'm not sure. Okay, I'll have to come back down. All right, I thought he was giving me another teretz. All right, now. Yeah, all right. So let's go back to the Gemara now. Come back to that, Marshall. Or Chazon Lamoid. So now the Gemara asks, we're looking at 5 lines to the bottom, or 6 lines on the top. Okay, v'liknei b'shinui ma'isa, v'liknei b'shinui ma'isa. Why don't you acquire it even before it goes to the other party? V'liknei b'shinui ma'isa. Rashi says she'agad shoshim yachad b'shinui ma'isa namikana. Okay, you tie them together. Now it works. You don't need to come on to even before you sell it. It can belong to you now, because there's a sheer physical. Shinui ma'isa means undergoes a physical change. Now it's bound together with other things in the same, in the same bundle. So it's a shinui ma'isa. Meliknei b'shinui ma'isa. All right. Let's see Rashi. Meliknei b'shinui ma'isa. Agar zum yachad b'shinui ma'isa na mikonet. So answers in for the Gemara. No. Okay. It's not going to help because. Kosovar lulu ain't tzorich eged. No, he holds that we don't. That's how we pass. The lulu does not. The minim don't have. It's not necessarily a shinu ma'isa, because the minim don't have to be bundled together. Oh boy, don't require lulu ain't tzorich eged. If team tzorich lulu tzorich, and even want to hold like those who say tzorich eged, Shina chozol b'yoso. The shina chozol b'yoso lo shmei shina. A shina ma'isa means you make a, you have wood and make it into a table. That's not wood anymore, right? Someone looks, what is this? Wood. No, it's a table, a desk. So that's called shina ma'isa. But when you do something, you tie something together, now half an hour later you untie it again, it goes back the way it was, it's called shina chozol b'yoso. And that's shina chozol lo shmei shina. Okay, now, then it says, Velikne b'shina Hashem. Okay, let him acquire the Shina Hashem, the Mikora, Asa, the Hashta Hoshana, which we had once already, now called a bundle together, it's called Hoshana. The answer is no, Hoshana Mikora Nami Losa. I'm sorry, Mikora Nami Losa Hoshana Karli, period. Okay, sometimes it's also called Hoshana even before, so it's not Shina Hashem either. Okay, that's the end of the Gemara. So, Riven, take a look at Source 11. Talking about a little bit about Shuni Maisa. Okay? Shuni Maisa, as I explained the other day, I spoke about Shuni Hashem. Shuni Maisa means it was actually a physical change. The item underwent a physical change. So the Rabbit writes towards the beginning of Hilchos Lulav in Source 11, he says, Hold on, I'm in a Gozo apostle. Garcil of Yushami, quote Yushami. Ma plebe Mishagozo Mishufa, or Gozo Mishafo. If you did some kind of physical change, we'll see the one side in a moment, then you'll have to pay money. Meskidon Daf Pluta the Shmuel Varikoi, the Pligi Bigaz of Yochanan, our Gemara. This relates to the Machoka Shmuel of Yochanan, the Pligi Bigaz Gozel Biom Shane, who argued about it stolen a little in the second day. The Hecha the Gozel Shafo Kosher, Mishuzi Kani Mishina, and the Dama, Ain Kani Shumitzov over there. If you were actually Kone and did some physical change, then it would be valid to be no mitzvah of Avera, not an issue. V'afakav the kaimalon, the kaimalon, the alma, the yirish, kedi Kone, afil hachil in the mitzvah, okay? Yeah, and he says, even if you hold, and that's what he apparently holds, the yirish by itself is Kone. However, for a mitzvah, he nominated him carbon possible. For the mitzvahs, it could be yours, al dinim mamonos, but it's not good enough for the mitzvah. All right? And there's a filo hakin in the mitzvah, you know, the carbon possum, which is not a mitzvah over there. Hasim would eat the so in zeila bein, a mahakim, and ishti nishti. That's only true when the item is ban. But once it changes. A couple of important things emerge from that small writing. Okay? He says again, the forest were looked at, shimi maisa, so it's not the same item anymore. Okay, with the ishtini. Okay, so now he only has to pay back what? The monetary value. He has acquired the item. But there is Shina Maisa when what? When you do something to it, right? Let's say you shall me inside. When you do something to it, then that changes the status of the item. At least as far as ownership is concerned. There's a vita problem, and this again is hitting out when we go into tomorrow. There's problem vita mitzvah b'aver. The implication being that mitzvah b'aver is not necessarily tied up with monetary ownership, right? If the shina, yeish moshina gives me monetary ownership, it still might be a problem mitzvah b'aver, possibly. Okay, right? And that's what we see. In other words, for mitzvah, for carbon, even though now yeish alone works, yeish kedi kani. And therefore, the owner abandoned hope, and the spirit of hope a long time ago. So now I get it. I should want to keep it. You're right. Okay, but what about mitzvah b'aver? Because I want mitzvah b'aver because it was it's mine. And that's the question. Does mitzvah b'aver flow from your ownership or not? You don't have to say that it does. That's what's going on over there. So you base it on Yerushalmi. Let's look at source 12. Yerushalmi says at the beginning of the third hour period. We saw part of this. Shofar akum. Shofar is a lezer or kosher. Torah mechia kosher. Torah hoshia posel. Achokas by shofar. A kol moved in the lulav shul posel. Everybody agrees this all lulav is posel. Ma ben shofar ma ben lulav. What's the difference? I'm really seeing this all this week. The lulav see the lukach the lachem mishalachem. The lulav mishal mitzahana. Baram hocha yom kruya lachem mikol mokom. Okay, mikol mokom. I will let the tamar begufo. So, what's the difference? So, by lulav, you need to lekach them lachem. Teaches you mishalachem. That something doesn't belong to you. This is so I know. But by shofar, Yom Tzui Lachem, we call Makom, doesn't matter where it comes from. So it's interesting, the same word Lachem is darshan in two opposite ways. This Kachem Lachem is Yom Tzui Lachem. So what's the difference? The Gemara says, Amar Belezer, Taman Begufo Yotze, Brom Hakam Kol Yotze, which is the next time. But Lulavir Yotze with the physical item itself, the Chet itself, with shofar Yotze with the Yotze with the Kol, the Yesh Kol Yotze Vano, my plea, but it has this Vano. My pleading should go to the shupah and goes over shupah or dumb and chayvah. This is most things with us. What did you steal? You stole a shofar and it was, you know, it was rugged, it was jagged, and you had to smooth it out and so on and so forth. Okay, well, that's a different story. So let's see, let's fill in the blanks here. The carbon of Eda, there took a pair of people, alachal. All right, shofar is alachal and shishim shul alachal. Or shtachal alachal. Right, it excludes Isano from being used. So the Gemara answers, what's the difference? Taman, three lines on the bottom of that carbonate, the Taman, the Lulav, Beguf, follow the Yotze, the Kemen Chasmano, but that means a Boba Beir. From Hacha, I was shofar, a cold shofar Yotze, ain't Isano Shak, a cold. They should call Otsuana, which means. So Mapli, in the shofar, she goes on the Shupa. Meaning, kisha asa dikuna, avon gazo betikno, then kano b'shirim ayisa, the dumbo shechayim lo, we're going to be lochem. Then it is lochem, you've tampered with it, you've done something to it, and now it is lochem. Okay? Yeah. Okay, alright, so that's what comes out from the Yishalmi. And that's what the Rabbi quotes. So what do we see from there? That shirim ayisa what? Shinemaisa works to eliminate the mitzvah of Bavar problem. Right? That's what comes out of the Mitzvah Shalom also.
What is it directly looking at?
Because he said that's why you can use the shofar. If it would be a mitzvah of Bavar problem, then you can only use it.
The mitzvah of Bavar wouldn't apply anyway because in why? Was it in the call?
Say it again.
When it's not there, not
right, but the Gemara says the difference. Meshupa means when you smooth it out. I mean, why? One second. I said, well, why do you have to come on to that? So once again, yeah, because again, so why should there ever be a problem with shofar? No, because the Gemara had it some, but the Gemara had that some disagree that some shofar up in the beginning. Shofar shahapul and that the lezer makasha. So why is he passing it? What should be the problem? The answer is because you did the Yuzkonosh in the Maisa. We did something. That's where the Machok is. Other than they all agree. Right? Look in the Korbanet of 13. Maplegim. Beshofar, Beshagazo Meshupa, Trust and Tikuno, Gazo and Tikno, then Karb Shemaisa, Domo Shechai, or Green Balachem. Or the Primosha, the same thing. Maplegim. Adalel Kal, the Pleger, Bechiver Blevi. The Lamar. He's talking about the shofar. It's about the lulav, right? He smoothed it out. He fixed up the branches, right? Again, go back to the Gemara, right? The Gemara started by saying, call Modu Lulu Shu Apostle. Right, the earlier football thing, so the difficult thing, that's actually up to Rishon. But up to Shani, the rest of the week, there's a machlokas that the Pengosh explains. Right? Adel Elka, the Pleger, he related to Lamar, or the Tamebi on Rishon, the Apostle, Lamar, up on Shani, the Apostle. But that's the after she goes on the shupa. Then you had the shin hashem. Then it's a mitzvah over there. Okay. So anyway, that's what the rabbi says, and the rabbi proves from here that the shin ma'aser works is one of the stages. Okay. One last thing I'd just like to begin to look at, and that is one gemara in Baba Kama to introduce the whole sugya there. All right. There is a Gderes HaKosov that we're talking, the sugi there on the early part of the sugi is talking about somebody stole an animal over there that was makdish it. Right? He stole the animal and was makdish it. So Esau Abayin Rabba, Korbano below a gozel. The Pusik of 15, very beginning of Parsha Vayikra, Paragalo, Gilim, Ola Korbano, you know, but Kor Zachar Tarabel, Pesim, Ola Yakro, so it's on the Vayikra, Ola Korbano. Okay? Korbano. Yeah, you can go back to Ushami. That's kind of clear. I'm sorry. You have to go back to the first part. Okay, there's a machlokas. Our machlokas Shmuel and Yochanan, where the mitzvah of Omer applies on the second day and so on. So there, the Gemara says, on the first day, everybody agrees that all of it is possible. And the difference is shofar and all of it is, you know, using the item and so on, or the coal. But, as opposed to the coal. But, and lulav on the second day and on, when you don't need lochem, but there's still a problem, it's above avera, right? So hecha the gozel, the shipeo kosher, which should be kind of a shinava, ain't a l'adama. And there's no mitzvah above avera. Because mitzvah above avera is eliminated by the shina maisa. That's what the rabbi is getting at. The shina maisa takes care of the mitzvah above avera problem.
Is this all again Shiva's Rashi?
Who says that? Well, yesh kiri alone, the yesh alone works. That's what, which Rashi?
Rashi and Rashi said, if you only have the honey, so then you...
There's still a problem, so over there, yeah, one's doing, yes, yeah, I got that, okay. Now, anyway, back to us, so, back to Rapto. So the Pasuk says by Karbonos, you will love Karbono, okay, which Esau by the Rabbah. The case there is where a guy stole, we assume at this point, a guy stole an animal, and he was makdish it. So, says by the Rabbah, the din is Karbono, the law goes. So, Eichadamah, what's the case exactly, okay? As Rashi explains there, Aloha Gozel 18, the Gozel Lavrot Sasa, Kasalka Daikit, the Gozel Behemes Chulin. Okay, it's like you stole a Chulin animal, regular animal, and you were the Gozel of Makashit. So, Hechadami, yes, they were. Ele Malif Neyush. I'm like, oh, of course, no good. I'm going to put it and tell me that such a carbon is no good. I'm going to read to the Drosha, stolen things before Yeyush. El Allah, Malachi Yeyush. Apparently, it was after Yeyush. And it doesn't help. Shema mino, Yehush lo koneh. Apparently Yehush is not koneh. Right? Apparently Yehush is not koneh. Can't be talking about before Yehush, you wouldn't need a pasuk. Okay, it's obviously it's the belongs to the other guy. But by Yehush, once it was Yehush, I would think maybe it belongs to the Gazlan. And if we have a pasuk, korbano, nevertheless, it's not good for korban. Again, even though it's good in dinei mamonos, even though there's been a transfer of ownership in dinei mamonos, it's not good enough for the mitzvah. I know Yeshua Kone. I'm a Rabba. Utameich Hadatanya Mishkavo Velo Hagozo. And this is by Tuma Zav. And so you look in the Parsha Mitzorah, the next source, 17, Parak 10, Zav, plus okay. The Isha Sheyigab Mishkavo, Yichabez Begol Rechazmai Matomayar. Right about Tuma, it's the Tuma Yotzar Gub. Okay, Mishkavo. You can be Matame something, your bed, your couch, or whatever. So, but not when it was stolen. So, only Rabbah l'tameich ha'detan mishkavo v'lo ha'gozo echadami. Ilem v'gozo amr v'avdei mishkavo. You stole wool and made a couch out of whatever raw material. You made a couch out of it. Okay, so mika l'man domer shini ma'isa l'koni. But that's a real shini ma'isa. El ma'isa l'meimer. The gozo mishkav v'chavre ha'chonim. The gozo carbon v'chavre. The answer is no. Gozo doesn't mean you. Gozo means you stole the couch already made. Okay, you stole the couch already made. And that's the case by Korban. That's a Rabbi answer by Korban. Not that you stole, that's what Rashi said earlier, Kasal Kadaitach. It's not that you stole a behemoth chula and you were makdash. It was already mukdash already. You stole, what the thief stole, an animal that already was makdash. Okay, and that's parallel to the case over there. You stole, a bed or whatever. What was it? Some kind of a seating place or whatever. Okay, a chair or bed or something, a cot, before. Right, the gozel mishkav l'chavre, hachanami the gozel mishkav l'chavre. That's the pasuk in Isha shigab mishkavo. So let's look at Rashi, mishkavo 18. Isha shigab mishkavo, gzeres hakosu, lohotzi es hamishkav agadol she'elo na'ase avatum l'tame adam. So now we ask, so miklaman da'omar, shilaisu l'koni, chanan amar, shilu l'koni ha'mihesh, the plea. Talking about the gozel carbon chamre, shehikdish chamre, ula olam lifnei yevish. It's dark, lashmina, da'ina olam etzim klal, afil abadam rishonim. Okay? So that's the more on more common sound of the base. Bear that in mind. Let's just look at one more source. Yeah.
Is there any hekdesh?
Yeah.
Who's being yayish?
No, but he was the yayish. He was.
Who's he? Is there any hekdesh?
I mean, the original owner was the yayish. One second. No, in Hanami, there was no yayish. But even though there was no yayish, look at the Rashi again, 19, the last Rashi. Okay, lishner chen the gozal carbon the chavre. In other words, I didn't bring it yet to the Beis Hamikdash. I designated it as a carbon, but then it was taken away. As it's stolen, so I'm never going to get it back. I'm still obligated to bring a carbon. That's the lishna chrina. So lo kanya the carbon ain't on nigzol. Your point, there's no, it's not going to go away. Yeish won't help there. All right, okay. That's what Rashi was getting at. Now the last thing I'll look at now is Tosus in Baba Kama Samavavim Beis. Maybe we'll go a little weiter. Samavavim Beis. Shema minav deyesh lo kanat suge. Di kani im ken chashiv shapir karbono velo mifsum shum mitzah baveira. If yeyush is kone, so then it is my carbon, the thieves. Ho vu kala kone shik disho kone shafar shakaman. Aval ilo kone biyesh mifsum mikomokam kodeshu. It still has the kedusha of a carbon. I forgot that katil you had the time of the shin Hashem. The karma lekamon mekar chum Hashem. The karma yesh kan yesh shin reshus. There wasn't just yesh, but there was shin reshus here. Okay. They're just saying that even if you hold yesh, like we saw that Rashi, even if you hold yesh alone, it's not karma, but there's yesh plus shin reshus. Okay. So that's the background. That's the prelude that's going to lead us into the next. The next important part of the sugya. There's a reading I just come and look at 20. But what comes from Zion and Alf and what comes from Beis? Omar Ulu, minayin liyayush by itself she'ino kone. She'emar our pasuk here in the sukkah. V'amesim is gozul as a pisach as a chula. Gozul duni pisach ma pisach unless it's a kanta klal. Av gozul unless it's a kanta. Lo shno lifneiyish lo shno achayish rova omiocha. Carbono below Hagozel. Amos, Eli, what we said before, Eli, it was the Yeo, it was Pshita. Only call Ella, Lachi, Yeo, Shmami, Yeo, Shmami, Shmami, no. The Hod, the Robo. Yeah. He was saying, my Hod, the baby, he said, Chaminar, Papa, Amri. In other words, you understand? It was Ula makes it go again. Ula makes a statement, the Yeo should not Kona. Because the Asim goes and says, well, that's it, the Kanta. So, Yeish doesn't help. Right? That's like Agamo. Yeish doesn't help. Rabbi learns it out from Carbono, the law of Gozel. When it's talking about Eli, the least thing Yeish, Peter, only cry, a lot of Lacha Yeish. So, what Lacha Yeish? Shmamino, Yeish, low cunning. Shmamino. You want to say, Mahadar Bey? Or, okay, that's, he changed his mind, Ula did. If I say a Chabin or a Papa, he's saying the name of somebody else. Trying to avoid the steer, that's all. Okay? Yeah. All right, we'll stop over here. Okay, I want to start the next part. Anyway, so one time, did we finish the end of the Gemara? Yeah. All right, so tomorrow I just want to finish up on Mitzvah of Bava Aveira. Again, we're talking here. Basically, the critical point is it a pasuk, and we touched on it already, is the mitzvah of Bava Aveira after Kinyan, after the Shir Rishus and so on. And there's still a problem with mitzvah of Aveira. Does mitzvah of Aveira linger? And that's going to be Machlokas and Tosas, so you have a time to read. Okay, so make sure you see that the Tosas tomorrow, Baba Kama Samazan and Aleph. I printed the background tomorrow also. I'll be showing talk about the Balamor, the Rabbi.
And the Rambam told me, when you're alone, a piece of salvation, you can't tie them together. You know what the issue